What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
Welcome back. Final hour has arrived, and we thank all of you for being a part. It has been interesting today. That is always a high probability on this show. Legend starts it off for us. Final hour.
What's up, my black hat brother? What's going on, baby?
Legend.
Man, Paul, you've had a crazy show today, man. I've enjoyed the hell out of it. You know, anybody saying that your show has took a step backward, man, they just ain't paid attention. Back in them good old days, you was in Birmingham with a couple thousand listeners. Now you nationwide, like ZZ Top, brother. Come on, man. But whoever's saying that doesn't need to stop saying it. It's just pathetic, man. I'm just sick of hearing that crap. I mean, I love the show. I love what you do, man. I love how you treat the callers. I love the fans. I love all the new callers, man. I think a lot of new callers are really good, you know. I heard Todd. Oh, Todd, you know, Todd, I apologize for what I said to you last week. You talk about whatever the hell you want to talk about, bro. I'm glad you stood up to me. You showed me that. The horse ain't the only one who got testicles there, bro. Come on, man. I like that, man. I like that. Paul, heard Bass say last week he wanted to get me in the Octagon. Has Bass forgot that he's a water boy for the junior varsity?
Yeah, you know, Legend, I tried to talk him off the ledge there, but he's like everybody else. He wants a piece of the king.
Yeah, you know how it is, you know, page one. They want to go after page one. But let me tell you, Bass, how that's going to go, dude. We're going to meet in the locker room before the fight. You're going to come up and shake my hand and say, let's have a good fight. You're going to turn your back, and I'm going to bash you upside the head with a steel chair, dude. That's how we roll in Walker County, baby. We don't fight, man. You don't want a piece of this Walker County, boy. If I heard a Michigan fan last week had the nerve to come on here and call me a fair-weather fan, let me tell you something, punk. I go all the way back from the grave to the cradle, baby. From the cradle to the grave, baby. That's me. Don't ever call me a fair weather fan. My first rattle was an Alabama Crimson Tide rattle. My first words was Roll Tide, baby. My daddy was born in Alabama. I might have been born in Annapolis, Maryland, but I had Alabama blood running in my system, baby. I was there when Alabama punted the ball. And it went out at the half-yard line against Notre Dame. And Bear Bryant decided not to take the penalty on the roughing the kicker and put it at midfield at 4th-and-2, but decided to put them down at the goal line. And Notre Dame throwed a 40-yard pass on 2nd down up the sideline and broke my heart. I was there through the Shula days. I was there through the DeBose days. I was there, baby. I was there, and I've been there, and I'll be there till I die. Don't ever come on here and call me a fair weather fan. I love the Alabama Crimson Tide. I've lost 2 marriages because of the Alabama Crimson Tide. Both wives told me I love Alabama more than I love them, and they probably was right. Because when I die, they'll drape an Alabama flag over my coffin, and they'll put one of my Nick Saban fatheads in my coffin with me when they bury me in the grave. Don't never call me a fair weather fan. We go 2-12. I don't give a damn. The Crimson flag will be flying over the Legend Cave forever, brother. You the fair weather fan, not the legend. I was born Alabama. I'll die Alabama. Don't you ever forget it. Don't ever come on here and doubt my crimson and white, brother. Don't ever do it. Now, Paul, let me say this. I heard last week you was having a conversation with a fella, and you said that Brock Bowers had fell some in the draft. Is that what I heard you say?
I think so, yeah.
Well, let me tell you this, brother. If he falls to number 15, I hope the Colts are all over. The greatest compliment I can give the Georgia Bulldogs is I would love to have Brock Bowers with Anthony Richardson, baby, in Indianapolis. I hope he falls to 15 because I know the Colts would love to have him. I've even heard they said that they might move up and get him, you know. Hey, Paul, what do you think about Kirk Cousins with the Atlanta Falcons? What do you think about that?
Too much money.
Yeah, that's what I think. It might get them to the playoffs of that division. I mean, anything beat Dennis Ridley.
Yeah, no, I mean, listen, they're better than they were. I mean, as long as the Panthers are in the division, they'll never be the worst team.
Nah, hell no. You know, that's true. I see Russell Wilson, he landed in Pittsburgh. I don't know about that one either.
Russell Wilson's done.
Yep. But hey, Paul, we've seen today, in closing, the future of America. Stan in Washington, D.C., the man, the myth, the legend, the one man that truly can save America and bring it back to its greatness again. I'm talking about the 2028 president nominee, Nick Saban, baby.
legend, I really think he needs to run in 2 years. And then once he's in the Senate, he can set the run up. But Tuberville's last game as a coach at Alabama at Auburn, he lost 36-0. I think Saban would beat him worse in a senatorial race, don't you?
Oh, hell yeah, it'd be worse than Trump and all them folks, that lady he's going up against. It'd be worse than that. Tuberville would be giving a concession speech 2 weeks into the election process. He'd be like, this thing's over. I don't want none of this thing right here. I don't want none of this right here. Now, Posse, everybody's quitting the bracket. Everybody's wanting out. Larry's mad because I'm the number one seed. Jim don't want to be in it. Let me tell y'all something. I used to get all upset about that bracket, but after winning 3 championships, it'd be nice to see one of you folks that ain't never won one, like I-Man or Jim. 50 years without a championship.
Hey, Legend, I don't want to sound like a politician, but I'm going to go ahead and say it before the brackets. I think the voting last year was rigged. I think you should have won.
Well, you know, Cat Daddy beat me in the final, but we all know it was like a Trump-Biden thing. Them Georgia folks stuffed them ballot boxes.
You just needed 11,000 more votes.
Hell yeah, they hated me up there. Now I had got 2-4 myself, and I appreciated my black hat brother last year. I knew that when he was a black hat brother, when Squirrel came out and said, Legend's just too full of himself. I voted 8 times for Cat Daddy today online. You get too full of yourself. But don't take it so serious, guys. It ain't that big a thing. And, you know, I felt bad for Jim about his teeth and everything. Everybody been banging on Jim and all that crap. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm about over that crap, man. I wish everybody else was. Come up with some new material. If it wasn't for Jim, some of you folks like AJ and others, you wouldn't have no material. Come up with some real material. Stop grabbing that low-hanging fruit. And before I get out of here, me and Nick Saban, baby, we're going to the White House. And when I put up that fat head of him as president, all y'all remember, the legend told you first, one day, the great Nick Saban will sit in the Oval Office behind the Oval Chair. Legend out, baby. Woo! Nick Saban for president! Make it up.
He's 6 years younger than one of the candidates and 8 years younger than the other in the current race. Cat Daddy is up next.
Big Baller, you looking good, sounding good as always. Looking here, that fight that broke out with the Gamecock ladies and the LSU team, me and Junior was at that ball game. And I had just gone to the restroom when it broke out. And as soon as I got back to my seat, Junior was already taking book on who's going to win the fight. It was South Carolina gal. Did you watch that game?
Yeah, I saw it.
What'd you think?
Well, sorry it happened, but they may meet again.
Well, they probably will, but you know, guys get testy, and ladies can too. Lord have mercy, you know that's for true.
Oh, yeah.
Ladies can get just as testy as men. But anyway, I want to tell you about this Clemson fan. That Clemson fella come in the liquor store today.
Okay.
Talk about your show. And now he likes watching it, but he don't like you. I said, well, why do you watch it if you don't like him? He said, I just don't. Well, what happened was the fellow went down there, went hunting on Junior's property.
Ooh.
And the game warden caught him.
Okay.
And he killed three ducks. And the game warden comes over there and says, let me see them ducks you got. And he picked one duck up and sniffed his butt. He said, this here's a Georgia duck. You got a Georgia's hunting license? Yes, sir. Gave him his hunting license from Georgia. Then he picked up the second duck, sniffed that one, said, this here duck, this is a South Carolina duck. You got a South Carolina license? Said, yes, sir. Shows his license. Picks up the third duck, sniffs that butt, and said, this here's a North Carolina duck. You got a North Carolina license. Fella says, yes, sir. Shows him his license. Then the game board says, well, tell me one thing, fella. Where are you Clemson people? Where are you from? You ain't from South Carolina? He said, well, hold on just a second. And the Clemson boy turns around, drops his pants and says, you the expert, sniff my butt. Y'all have a great day and God bless the world.
Thank you, Cat Daddy. And we will, by a 5-4 vote, come back right after this break.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Welcome back, and Diane is up next in Tennessee. Hello, Diane.
Well, hello, Paul. How are you today?
We are doing great. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I feel kind of set up. You put me on after two of my favorite callers, Cat Daddy and Legend. I don't know how to follow all that, but no. But anyway, you know, as I told you before, I'm an ex-athlete, and I just want to make a comment about paying the players. And I've felt for years that they should be compensated, because I know how much work that goes in, you know, unlike just a regular student. Yes, it's, being a student athlete is not as glorious as it seems to be, because just like when I was there, we had morning workouts and afternoon workouts. So your day, you had to be up by 5, you worked out from 6 until 8, in class by 9 until about 2:30, and then back from 3 to 5 to work out. And by the time you took a shower and ate dinner, you just had a few hours left to do whatever schoolwork he had to do, whether it's write a paper or whatever. So in a way, to me, they are working for the school, and they're working to represent that school.
You're right about that. I mean, it's loosely worded, but it's 100% correct.
I mean, that's just my point, though. You know, yeah. I mean, when I first went there, I wasn't on full scholarship, but even people that are on full scholarship, yeah, they have a place to stay, they get fed, But a lot of these athletes don't always come from a fluid family. So other than that, they don't have any money. You know, they don't have any spending money. So, you know, they're either borrowing money from somebody or, I had teammates that I had one from West Palm Beach, Florida. Her dad was a judge down there. So she could just call him up. Hey dad, I need $1,000. You know, the rest of us were like, wow, that must be nice. But that's my point is that, they are really working and they're representing that school. And then now they get to, after they do all that work, they get to get up the next day if you lose and get to read on social media about how bad you suck. So that's my
true.
Point.
You're 100% right. Well, hey, Diane, always great to hear from you. Thank you for your insight.
All right. Thank you.
You be well. You take care of yourself. Elliot is up next from Ohio.
Paul, from the top of the bracket at Legend to the very bottom of the bracket, Elliot is on the phone. I just wanted to, the reason I'm at the bottom is I'm always trying to get the bottom of thing. And I have a question for you. Do you ever get tired of the POF, the power of Feinbaum? And in that, I mean, you spend weeks talking about how Alabama's falling apart, how the players are getting screwed because of the way they did things. And then Feinbaum says, you know, I've been studying here, this coach from Washington, and he's just, I think he's got his act together. And then the headlines are, oh, Feinbaum thinks Alabama's not gone. They're great. I mean, you ever get tired of the power of Feinbaum? It seems like you say one little thing and news story next day.
No, I don't really think about it a whole lot. It is amazing the way the new world of sports is aggregated, but it's nothing new. This has been going on for some time.
No, you're right, in many different ways. I think the best interviews, though, to get back to some of your previous callers, are the student reporters.
Right.
Because they're the future, and journalism is one of the most difficult majors to be successful in. So it's really cool to watch them and try to figure out who's going to be the next.
No, it's probably, I mean, if you ask me of all the things that we do, what are you most, what contribution do you think you've made the most area in? And I think it is that we are giving a lot of them a voice. And you're right. Nobody really is interested in the truth anymore. They just want to be reaffirmed of whatever their opinion is or whatever their school is.
Exactly. Thanks for taking my call, Paul. Have a
Thank
great
you.
Day.
Good to hear from you. AC, speaking of affirmation.
Mr. Feinbaum, how you feeling, man? Thank you so
Very
much
well.
For taking my
Thank
call.
Very well. Thank you.
Absolutely. Hey, let me ask you a question. Maybe no one ever asked you, but let me ask you. You know, the amount of love and hatred is between you and Jim. Let me ask you a question. So do you and Mrs. Feinbaum, you guys have this kind of relationship? It's like love and hate and argument. Do you have that in your household as well?
No, we don't. We do not. I have enough of that here that I don't want to continue it when I go home.
Well, absolutely. I mean, that's understandable because in my way, you tolerate Jim. Let me tell you from my experience, Mr. Feinbaum. Can you allow me?
Please.
I called in so many radio stations over my life. I'm forgetting everything, how many I called. So that's a lot. In those stations, they would never take Jim's call, but you do. This is why me as a person, I appreciate you. Holla.
Well, I mean, I've had that question before, and I'll ask myself and answer it. You can't look at every – this is not a democracy where you look at everything and try to be equal. I've known Jim a long time, and I think I understand where he's trying to go. I've tried to help, but in the end, he has to be whoever he is. Do I like a lot of things that he says? No, not at all. I don't know how anybody could. Let's talk to Stephen next. Hello, Stephen.
Paul.
Good afternoon.
This has got to be the craziest thing I've ever seen. The swamp creatures find their way to the swamp, don't they?
It is amazing.
Have you ever seen anything like this?
No.
I mean, this man quit. He talked to Fowler and told him there's no NIL.
No.
Didn't have anything to do with why he quit, right?
Exactly.
Now he's making his excuse tour, and he's got this vendetta. Oh, I think it probably had something to do with it. Do you?
Well, yeah, I mean, really, ever since he gave the initial interview, and that's all, that's the only conversation that he had, he has been hung up on, this is why I left. And I wonder, maybe tongue-in-cheek, I don't know how he survived the last 2 years, considering how miserable the situation was at Alabama with these greedy players with their hand out.
I mean, look, the world has changed. We're post-Oppenheimer, and if he doesn't want to play the game, he can go home.
No, I'm afraid he
can go home.
I mean, I've always had this theory, and it's, by the way, it's not a theory because I've had private conversations with Coach Saban. He hates NIL. I know he always says he didn't, but he does. And you're starting to see the frustration. And it's about one thing, losing control.
That's it. Love the show, Paul.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm really glad to hear that. I mean, Nick Saban certainly is not going to be criticized because what he has done is unmatched. But that one issue, I think, is his Achilles heel. I-Man is up next.
Well, good afternoon, Paul. How's it going?
Fine.
Well, good, good. That was real nice answer. Fine. I'm glad you're fine, Bomb. You know, Diane, in the real world, we all made a choice to go work. We actually do work for people. You've made a choice to go to school and whatever you're doing. So anyway, we actually do work. You know, Paul, it's a good thing that, you know, those bad seeds portaled out at Alabama. It's a good thing they got rid of Nick Saban because he's a bad seed. Is he on his, y'all feel sorry for me tour? Look what they done to me. He built that monster. He built that beast, and he took his silhouette pictures, and he made that happen. He created that gang up there. And now, look what they've done to me. Feel sorry for me. You know what, Paul? I was watching the dung beetle race while Legend was on, and the dung beetle looked up at me, and he picked up his two front legs, and he just shook his head because he didn't even want to fool with Legend. I mean, Legend's not dung enough to be dung beetleized. And, you know, Paul, I was listening to Cat Daddy's joke, you know, the caller of the year, and he was talking about, you know, sniffing whatever. But after listening to you and you talking about those greedy athletes, Paul, I think you might be the brightest shining ass kisser there is out there. Now, have you got any comments on that? I mean, can you elaborate on? Are you going to pontificate? You're going to obfuscate around all that? I mean, because Paul, I mean, the way you're carrying this show is just beyond control. I mean, look at the swamp. I mean, it's getting thick. We got to drain the swamp. I mean, we got to do something with these greedy athletes. And poor Nick Saban. Poor. I mean, let's feel sorry for him. So he'd be a great host, and he'd shake his hands left and right 3 times, and he can pontificate. And then somebody said, talking about the athletic director, look what he did in 48 hours. He hired a coach. He took a $2 million guy and offered him $10 million. Hell, he could have hired me in 30 minutes. Now, you have a good day, War Damn Eagle.
Johnny B. is up next.
Well, howdy, howdy, Paul. How's it going?
We are doing great. Thank you.
One thing that I was working today, and I heard a little of it. You were talking about some of your interviews, Bill Walton. And
oh yeah, that Bill Walton interview was a shocker.
Yeah, the Bill Walton, you know, you just let him run through 3 or 4 segments. That was priceless. But I like that.
Thank you.
But I'm trying to figure out. You know, I can't be nice for so long. But if you mention referees or Saban on this show, you just kind of get banished to the wilderness. You know, and it's like, you know, all of a sudden, you know, when he went to the Dolphins and he couldn't stack the bench, he had to get back to where he could have the competitive advantage. Jimbo Fisher came out really close. Spurrier came out really close. But they just wouldn't say what was going on. But how can a man be the greatest coach of all time when he's worried about his own success and he's stacking players 3 deep? They wasn't getting paid. They couldn't transfer. And now he's mad because he's like a little kid that his toys got took away. And everybody's getting to play. And, you know, the best thing is that Burns saw it coming and cut it off before it got too far. And, you know, he had to make that deal like he gave Eli. Eli balked, Saban took his, and he's being a good boy and crossing his arms and sitting there mad at the game, and now he's pissed off at everybody in Congress. And, I mean, you know, way back, I told you, they were going to look for a way to level the playing field. NIL, the portal came, and, you know, that Julian Sayers, his mom posted today all the letters sent by snail mail and the Polaroids that Saban had sent of the facilities while everybody else is FaceTiming and all that. You know, the dude was just behind the time, and, you know, they had to make a move. So he's exposed, and now he's a little mad guy running around, and it's kind of fun to see it come out. What do you think about it?
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's not a good look when you are feeding at the trough all those years and suddenly it's a bad system. It would be like me quitting tomorrow and saying, man, I mean, I this job was terrible because the callers were horrible. I mean, it's my choice. Yeah. I work here because I want to. So when you leave and then blame the system that you were a part of, it does have a bizarre look.
It's not a good look. There's no Saban leaving party. There's no fanfare. It's just all of a sudden we're going to be ugly to everybody because I couldn't control everything. You know, that little man syndrome just comes out. He just can't stop it. He's got to paint his hair with that spray on stuff and hang on to them 19 hairs and look like he's younger. But it's gone, man. You just got to move on. And you can't make yourself look any worse because we've hired a guy that did a lot more with 3 stars and finished number 2 in the nation. And he's coming down there to Alabama with all that he had. But this guy is proven he can take and coach players up versus getting all this talent and just setting them on the bench. And I look forward to seeing this take place and us forgetting about the little man.
Johnny, thank you. We're late for a break. I apologize for moving on, but we are back in about a couple of minutes for the final 30 minutes of our Tuesday afternoon show.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This episode is brought to you by PwC. When unprecedented times are all the time, it's time to start walking the talk. Leaders like you turn to PwC to see and stay ahead. Upskill your workforce, use intelligent automation, and transform big ideas into breakthrough reinvention. Explore the human-led, tech-powered solutions that help you reinvent. It's all part of the new equation. Learn more at pwc.com.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Back. And on a early... What was that, Jim?
I said you can forget all that phoniness. Let me talk. That's okay. All I want to do. You know what? I'm going to tell you something, Paul. This is a fact. St. Peter was a lot better than me, no doubt about it. But St. Peter cut off the ear of a soldier that attacked his lord and tried to take him to jail and did that. But St. Peter was not condemned he was rebuked, but he wasn't condemned by Jesus because he knows all of us, including you, sin and are weak in the flesh. And that's the same for me. And yeah, when these haters that you congregate every day, that's what you do. You will pay for that. I know that. God is letting me know that. You can think I'm crazy. I don't care what you think. I know I've had words from God. He's let me know things. You know I've been prophetic on this show. I don't have to prove anything. But I'm telling you right now, these dirty, lying scumbags that attack me constantly, they will reap what they've sown, and not from me, not from man, but from God. That I know. I've got God's word on it. And that's just the way it is. I mean, and by the way, the reason I've never accepted your offer to come around you is because you attack me, you set up callers to attack me, you help them do it, you've been doing it for 25 or 20 years, and then you think you can ask me to come to see you, which you know will give you credibility, you know that. So that's why I have no use for you, and I'll never walk in your presence because you don't deserve me. That's a fact. That's what I had to say, and that's the truth. You want to comment? Comment.
No, I have nothing to say.
Well, good. You don't need to say anything.
Tanner is up next. Hello, Tanner.
Hey, Paul. I'm off work now, and I just wanted to, you know, say, Jim, I'm old enough to know better, but I'm young enough to take anything you want to give me and go back to work at 5 a.m. in the morning. That being said, Jim, I don't hate you. I love you. I wish you nothing but the best, brother. And the only thing I fear is the wrath of God. And I just want it to be known, I do believe in God. I've been a follower of Christ about my whole life, and I got baptized last year. And if he'd like to come meet me, I'll walk down to the Warrior River. I'll baptize him right now. I might hold him under a little bit longer than he'd like, but seriously, Paul, I just wanted to say that I ain't got no hate ill will against Jim. I get a little heated when I hear him be disrespectful and you know hateful towards others. I get a little heated, but I have no real hatred for him, and I'll pray for him, and I'll pray for you, and I'll pray for everybody. That's what this whole world needs, more people praying for each other. But I just wanted to let him know, you know, I'm off work. I'm walking down University Boulevard right now. If he wants to come, you know, have some civil discourse, I'm not, you know, I don't hide from nobody. No one hides from me. So I just wanted to let that be known, and you know, thanks for taking my call.
Hey, thank you very, very much, Tanner. It's great to hear from you. Let's go to AJ up next.
Great call, Tanner. Pat on the back right there. I mean, you know, just tell him like Todd would. Meet him down there at the Dollar General in Tuscaloosa off McFarland Boulevard, Jim, if he's so damn big and bad, and let Tanner turn that wrench on you a few times, because that's what's going to happen. But, you know, we're going to get into this biblical talk, Paul. I mean, you know, it pisses me off to the core. Jim over here wants to get into the biblical talk. But you know what the problem is? Jim over here trying to quote scripture and this and that. I want him to go back to Matthew 9 and 17 over there, chapter 9, verse 17, where it says, you can't, don't, never pour new wine in old wineskin. That's what you're doing when you put up with him. You're putting new wine. You're trying to put new wine in an old, haggard, Merle Haggard, breath-smelling, mule teeth, freaking piece of junk wineskin in Jim. And even Legend did it. Oh, bottom catfish. Look, Legend, that was the biggest catfish mud-sucking call I ever heard in my life, Legend. I'm going to tell you something. For that, I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to take one of your bobbleheads away from you. Over your nightstand and Nick Saban. That you know, you sucking up to Jim like that. Jim said that he hates your guts, Paul. When you go, and then Stacy with a girl name gonna call and tell me, he's gonna call here and say that I'm a bully. I ain't no damn bully. He sat there and dogged you out and cussed you up one side and down the other and said he hates your guts. And I just want you to stand up for yourself one time, Paul. Because I know you'll do it. You'll do it to Pat McAfee. You'll do it to Johnny B. Or you'll do it to, you know.
Well, AJ, you know, he just asked me what I had to say. I mean, I really don't have anything more to say to him. If he wants to engage me, I'll talk to him. I'll talk to anyone. You know that. But I'm...
Oh, I know you.
I don't... I mean, what I heard from him a minute ago is...
But you just... You know what? You know what you do? You give Jim enough rope to make a fool out of himself, because that's what he is. He's an absolute fool. He's a freak. He's not human. And if I could substitute his oxygen for carbon monoxide, I'd be there in the morning. But I'm going to tell Todd something that called in here earlier talking about my choice of women. When he's over there posting them pictures up there, his picture over there, he looks like he just got off set of Brokeback Mountain with Heath Ledger over there. And I mean, you know, Paul, it's like this. Where else except the Paul Feinbaum Show can you get, I whooped somebody's ass at Dollar General, and then I went to Bible study for Damn Eagle.
We'll take a break. We have, whether you want it or not, a few more minutes to go here on a Tuesday afternoon.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.